This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The B-Morning Coffee Club on 92.5 WBEE. Join the conversation. The phone line, same number as text line, 252-WBEE. You can also hit us up over on the Facebook and the Instagram. Guys, this weekend, I had a very awkward moment at church.
Oh.
So
that's not a place you want to have an awkward moment at.
So I help out with the service like once a month, do the readings, help out with the, you know, all the stuff, the wine and stuff. And, the reverend was up there and he had a book in his hands and I'm standing next to him and there's a bug on it. It was a big bug. And I'm looking over and I could see it. I was standing close enough that I could have swatted off. I'm like, well, this thing, maybe it'll just go away. It didn't go away. And it kept moving up.
Ooh.
And I'm at that moment going through the options in my head. Like, do I lean over and say, hey man, there's a bug on you, bro. Or do I just swipe it off myself? So his hands were busy. He had a book in his, a giant book in his hand. So I reached over and I gave it a swat and it was a giant fly.
Oh.
Which jumped off of him and immediately came back on him. I swipe again. I swipe a third time.
Oh my gosh.
I have no idea what the congregation is thinking because our back is to the crowd while he's doing the reading. And
it just looks like you're swatting like the reverend.
Smacking the reverend around. I'm sorry. And I lean over. I'm like, sorry, there's a bug on you. It was so awkward.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm friendly with him, but it's not like we're bros and hang out.
Yeah.
So, you know, I wasn't sure what his response was going to be because I take church. It's a solemn, when I'm there, I'm in the moment. And he does too. But, you know, afterwards, I was like, did you know there's a bug on you? And he's like, yeah, was that a fly? I'm like, yeah, it was a fly. He thanked me for swiping it off. Have you guys ever had to touch somebody for some reason? A stranger?
I haven't gone out of my way to touch somebody, but I have had strangers think it's okay to touch me.
Mm. Oh, hold that thought. We'll talk about that in just a few moments. The B. Jordan Davis on 92.5 WBEE. It's the B Morning Coffee Club. Billy Kid, Hope, TJ. Hope everybody's having a great day. We were talking earlier about touching strangers. I was at church. I was helping out with the service. The pastor had a big bug on him. I tried to swat it off. It took three tries to get the thing off. And Hope, you said somebody touched you. And we're not talking about like groping in a bar or something like that. Just like weird, awkward touching.
I was at a networking event and I had something in my teeth. And this woman reached across the table and shoved her hand in my mouth.
No.
To get food out of my teeth.
No way. People do that. That, I don't even know how I would react to that.
On either side of that. The poker like, or their pokey. Ew.
I just like laughed uncomfortably as, and she was in there like fishing around for a second. I'm like, oh. Please get your hand out of my mouth.
I would have stopped that. I would have had like that ninja chop. If she started coming at my mouth, I would have been like, whoa, 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 whoa. Wow. Now,
is there a hotness level to the person touching you that makes it okay?
I mean, not that his hands were in my mouth, but backstage at Guitars and Stars, Matt Stell was playing with my lanyard, and I didn't hate that.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't mind if Matt Stell tucked my tag in.
We were at a concert a couple years ago with, I'll just say her name. She's probably listening. Hi, Lindsay. We were backstage in Tim McGraw's little they call it the radio room. And there was probably 6 or 7 people in the room. And Tim walks in. Hey, everybody. How you doing? Thanks for coming. Blah, blah, blah. And she was sitting on a stool. And he reached over and he put his hand on her thigh. Just like leaning
right
to talk to people.
Yeah.
And he slapped her thigh because she said something. And the hand was there for like 10 seconds. And when he looked away, she's looking at me like. And then later on.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
He was getting ready to leave. I think the hands were on the shoulders, maybe. Like he was walking out of the room and he's behind her. He's like, hey, everybody. And he's waving, but that one hand was on her shoulder. The whole time, her face was like, oh my God, tape across, touching me. I'm sure that's okay. The B Morning Coffee Club, Billy, Hope, TJ. By the way, they really do sing in this studio. I thought that was a joke. You two sing literally every song, especially the 90s stuff.
Well, you know, I'm always prepping so I can maintain my reigning champ status for One Second 90s, which we're doing on Fridays at 8:10.
This is going to be a thing now, isn't it?
It's a thing.
You better bone up on your 90s country music.
I know.
We were talking earlier about, is it ever okay to touch a stranger? And Hope, your story grossed everybody out.
I was at a networking event and this woman stuck her hand in my mouth to get something out of my teeth. No warning, not, hey, you got something here.
You got a little something. It's right there.
In the mouth, fishing around, trying to get spinach out of my teeth. And I was like, ha, 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 please.
Like, that's as gross as like a mom who licks her fingers and then rubs the face.
God.
Right? Like, that's a stranger sticking their finger in your mouth.
TJ, do you have any being touched stories?
Just when I was pregnant. Nobody's touched me. No strangers touched me since I was pregnant.
Not even when you're like in a large crowd and you like the lower back touch.
Oh, yes. Yeah, when you're like at a concert.
And people are trying to like pass through. Does that happen to men where like you get it's always a man who does it, who puts their hand on your lower back and they're like, excuse me, honey. Just trying to move through.
Excuse me, honey.
In my head, if I'm in a crowd, I'm thinking, what would I do? I would put the hands up to put a little distance between us as I'm shuffling by because I don't, you know. And especially with guys, I would never put my hand on another guy's lower back. It would always be upper shoulders. Why? Why is that?
Well,
it's just your back. It's not like I'm grabbing their butt or anything while I'm walking by.
Yeah, but you're closer to their butt.
Right. It's like on the pushing lower back. The edge of appropriateness.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
So, I don't get it, but I'm sure it's like a guy thing. Like, do you and your guy friends?
There is a bro hug. There is an official bro hug. And every bro that's listening right now will totally agree with me when I say what I'm going to say. It's the upper handshake, like the bro shake.
Uh-huh.
And then you lean in for the hug so that there's arms between you when you pat them on the back.
Okay.
Again, like you just said, it's a distance thing. I don't know. It's the bro hug. It's B Morning Coffee Club. TJ, Hope, Billy, good morning. Yesterday's warm temperatures had me thinking about pulling the boat out. Is it too soon? It's too soon to even think about that, isn't it?
No. Because, you know, I was thinking about your boat this weekend.
Really? I didn't even know you knew I had a boat.
Oh, well, how do you not know everyone in your life who has a boat when you don't have one?
Yeah.
I was driving down Canisius Lake and looking out, and I was like, I'm pretty sure Billy has a boat that goes out on Canisius Lake.
On the west side, yep.
Mm-hmm. And I was wondering, you know, how soon is too soon to start kissing up to your friends that have boats?
Oh,
is March too soon?
Here we go. Well, for the record, the ice just melted. So
there was ice Sunday morning when I was driving by.
It's an interesting lake how it just changes literally overnight and all of a sudden it's something different. But the warm temperatures instantly had me thinking about the boat. We were talking about when the docks are going in.
Do you have to help install the dock to be the friend who who's the boat friend. So, you got to do something to help to be officially right. the boat friend, right?
You know, I have a wetsuit, so I'm happy May comes. I'll help put the dock in.
I don't have a wetsuit, but I'll help if I can go out on the boat.
Are you comfortable?
I don't know why you have a wetsuit. But
are you comfortable being dragged on an inner tube?
Well, I'd rather just like sit in the boat. I've had
so you're just a lounger. You don't want to do any activities.
Right. Why would I take that space from somebody who would enjoy it so much more?
Which would be me. I want to go as fast as possible. Put me out the tube.
Be Morning Coffee Club with Justin Moore.